It is far. It is gone to win the game.
The Mets are on their way back.
World champions for the 27th time.
Home plate for all things Major League Baseball. This is the Nosebleeds Podcast on WFUV Sports.
Welcome into this week's episode of Nosebleeds. I'm Owen Kelty, joined by Grace McCarron, Kurt Sippel, and Max Langer. And it's playoff season. Yankees move on last night. Three elimination games yesterday. Every game was good in these wild card series, except for, obviously, the Dodgers versus Reds. But let's get right into it. I think we're going to start with the Yankees with this one. Yankees eliminate the Red Sox last night 4-0. I know Kurt's upset. Joe Henry's upset. Everyone's upset but me, seemingly, but the rookie-dominated Cam Schlittler, we'll go right into that. Throw it to you first, Kurt, because I know D1 Yankees hater. How do you feel to have the Yankees moving on to play the Blue Jays?
Listen, I thought it was a good series that the Yankees played in general. I don't think that it was... Cam pitched a really good game. I think the Red Sox, not locked in. The Red Sox needed to not get to a Game 3 because the bullpen was already depleted. They really didn't have
anyone
to pitch.
They went all out in Game 2.
Yeah. They had to win Game 2 if they wanted to win that series. They didn't, and they lost. That was pretty much it. Cam was the only guy that the Yankees were going to throw out. Consistency, you showed it yesterday, 12 strikeouts, no walks, 8 innings. I thought Boone maybe was going to let him complete the game at one point.
I think they should have let him.
That would have been awesome.
If they let him complete the game in the playoffs, wild card, rookie, that would have been like...
He was at 107 pitches, which I think was a career high, but...
Yeah, but either way... Listen, I'm not going to say that the Yankees, like, didn't play great baseball. They didn't play amazing baseball that entire series, no doubt. But did they deserve to win? Yeah. They played better than the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, they ended up batting, like, 4-for-22, I believe, with runners in scoring position.
Shout out Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge did have a decent series.
No, he didn't.
I'll throw it to you, Max. Bro. Aaron Judge. He was 4-for-8 going into last night, and then what did he get last night? 0-for-3. So he finished the series 4-for-11.
I mean, look, you're paying Aaron Judge to slug and to hit home runs. You're not paying Aaron Judge to hit singles in the wild card round. But just on my thoughts overall in the series, I mean, I think it was really impressive of the Yankees to come back and win. I mean, there's something like no team has ever lost the first game since 2022 in the wild card round and then come back and won the next two. As far as last night, I thought the Red Sox starter actually pitched pretty well, whatever his name was early or whatever.
Yankees had
power friendship inning in like the fourth or fifth inning or whatever. But I mean, I think the emergence of Schlittler as like last night, I think was the first time he showed in a playoff game against like a really good team that, I mean, he's right up there with Fried and Rodon. It's like at the top of the rotation, and that's huge for the Yankees World Series odds.
Yeah, he had a great start last night. Really put the team on its back. I mean, we talked about it. Me, Joe, were at the game. Chris and Tucker, like before the game, it was gonna be whichever rookie ended up doing better. And I think pitched really well. I ask you, let's go to you, Grace. Now, how, like, what do you think of the Red Sox starter? I mean, only his fifth ever start. At that point, he had dominated in the majors. And I mean, I think he pitched well last night, but defense kind of failed the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough to put him in that position, but he handled it about as well as you could ask him to. And yeah, the Red Sox left a lot to be desired last night. The defense could have used some work, did not obviously do enough on offense. And yeah, but he was solid. He did what they asked of him. And frankly, I thought it was going to go worse just because he's a rookie. He's 23, I believe. Like that's a big ask after, I mean, you had Crochet do beautifully the other night and then you had Bayo do, you know, fine, but not what you expect from it at Yankee Stadium. But yeah, to put the season in the hands of a rookie is like not the best situation always, but he did what they asked him to do, and you know, he has a lot to be proud of.
So. This was his biggest crowd that he's ever pitched in front of in a road game.
And it was at 8 p.m. 30,000 at Yankee Stadium.
30,000 people more than the other ones. Everyone else, 14,000, and his third road start in his entire career.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was his first ever real, because he played at Oakland, Steinbrenner. And then he played at Steinbrenner, which is two minor league stadiums.
Crazy. Pretty much just kind of unfair, I'm not going to lie.
I mean,
He handled it well.
He did.
He looked good, all things considered. But that just doesn't help his confidence.
No, that guy's going to dominate the Yankees for like the next 10 years.
Look, if he has the look.
Joe Henry has some input.
Oh, go, please.
I really am a big fan of Connelly Early. Hey, guys, it's Joe.
Joe Henry, Mr. President.
I mean, yesterday, like, I think the defense let him down more than anything in the fourth inning. I don't think he was perfect, but I think there's a very legitimate chance that he gets out of that inning without giving up any runs if Rafael gets that ball and if Lowe makes that play. And then there's another ball that maybe someone could have made a play on Story. But at the end of the day, he said after the game, I'm proud of myself, which struck me because you don't usually see players on the losing end after going, you know, four innings say that. And I don't think he was wrong to say that either. I think he should absolutely be proud of himself. He looked really, really good. In a crazy situation, he became the youngest Red Sox to start a playoff game yesterday since Babe Ruth, 109 years ago. So given those circumstances in that ballpark, and you guys said he'd never pitched an away game in a major league ballpark before, very, very happy about that performance. And I, you know, as a Red Sox fan, I'm sure there's not that many Red Sox fans watching, and this will be my only input today, unless I get riled up again.
This is riled up.
This is right. Yeah, I'm really riled up, aren't I?
This is when Joe's angry.
I'm really riled up. But unless I'm provoked again, let's say that much. I don't really understand why Red Sox fans are kind of upset about last night or upset about the season. I think given everything with the injuries, you have to be very proud of this team. I think the Yankees were the better team on paper going into this series, and they won, and they deserved it. And it was fun to play another playoff series against the best, you know, to renew the best rivalry in baseball. I can't complain about that. I'm excited for next year. So,
yeah, I mean, if you look at Yankees Red Sox in the past in the playoffs, Red Sox have dominated. That was the first time the Yankees have eliminated the Red Sox since 2003. So it's been a long time coming. The Red Sox have dominated the Yankees lately. I think overall this probably was all three games, even though the Yankees won 4-0 last night, that game felt closer. It felt like, I mean, Schiller was dominating, but knowing, looking back on how this Yankee season has gone, you felt like they were going to blow it. Obviously, the bullpen has had their struggles this season, but talked about it last night. What won the Yankees this series was their defense and pitching, and what has killed the Yankees all season was their defense and pitching. You know, the offense has been good all year, barely shows up in the playoffs every year, but that catch by Ryan McMahon and the bullpen showed up. David Bednar pitches all three games, only gives up a run in game one. Devin Williams, high Lev Dev. He actually had two shutout innings.
I love Dev.
I don't know if anyone else saw that one coming, but I thought he was going to blow every single time he comes into the game. I expect him to blow the game.
So. I think I texted you about that.
High Lev Dev?
Yeah, I think I texted you that it was going to come in and lose the game for them.
I thought it would have been on Wednesday night's game, Yankees up 4-3 in the eighth inning. I thought it would have been so poetic if Devin Williams is the one who like blows the season
you know, wide open.
I really feel like Devin Williams, like after he blew all those games like July and August, was like took a page out of Mookie Betts and just declared a season over, and then he just turned it around like that. And now like he's one of your like three or four best options in the bullpen, and you're gonna use him in high leverage moving forward, right?
A little scary thinking of Devin Williams as our, but he is our second best option out of
high
the
leverage
right
situation.
Yeah, I mean he is scoring. I believe it. In the series, it was like 17 of 19, so now he's had like three more scoreless, so someone do the math on that one. 20 of his 22 last appearances have been scoreless.
You just did math that quick?
That was great.
Wow. That. Not a math major, but him being, I mean, important in this bullpen.
He goes to college, this guy?
This guy goes to college. But him being in the back end of that bullpen, because really right now it's him, Bednar, and Cruz. I mean, Duvall has had his moments, but he really is. He loses control like every other day. But, I mean, the bullpen's going to be big in this Toronto series. And now let's focus on this Toronto series. Before we hop into the other wild card games, I want to do a little focus on the Yankees versus Toronto. Toronto has had the Yankees number this year, as is everyone in the division. But, obviously, regular season clearly doesn't matter. The Yankees just beat the Red Sox after losing eight games to four, I think, this season. But let's focus on this Toronto series. Toronto, very different team than the Red Sox. They hit for power. They struggled at the end of the year, but they got hot. We'll go to you first, Max. What do you see from this Toronto team and how they match up against the Yankees?
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, they've played very well this year. I honestly think the winner of the series is going to go to the World Series. I just don't think the Mariners have the playoff experience needed. I mean, they've got a good team. I just don't see them getting past the Yankees. And, I honestly think the Yankees have a lot of the advantages of the series. I think their offense is better. I think when it comes down to it, I probably trust their starting pitching more. I would trust the Blue Jays bullpen more, but
definitely take the Blue Jays.
I feel like, you know, the Yankees are gonna pull this one out.
Really? Well, we have Kurt who thinks the Yankees are getting swept, and Grace just hates the Yankees. So let's hear it from you two. How are we feeling about this series?
I don't think we ever said swept, Grace.
I think swept would be kind of outrageous.
I think one, the Red Sox again. I keep Freudian slips right now. I think they're just slips, but overall, I think the Blue Jays. I've talked about this 1,000 times on so many shows. They don't strike out. They'll give the Yankees a lot of problems.
They're inconsistent, though.
They'll put balls in play, which the Yankees also
struggle with.
Leading the league in errors.
If you force the Yankees to make a play on defense, they will hurt themselves.
That's my point.
You saw that in Game 1 versus the Red Sox when Eaton took the extra base. The Yankees just crumbled when they see runners running.
So my point being is that the Yankees are going to struggle when the Blue Jays put balls into play, and if they can't shut them down, not going hitless, but not like allowing hits to come out, the Blue Jays are going to come out of this series, maybe not in 3 games, but 4 games, maybe in a game 5 situation. This Yankee offense in the postseason doesn't really exist. You can't rely on Anthony Volpe to hit every single game. I apologize.
I can get a home run pick, though, right, every single
game. Yes, you can. You can. Ben Rice, again, like another guy that you like. He was inconsistent this year.
But he's finished the season strong. I mean, it's going to come down always to in the playoffs. It's going to come down to Judge and Stanton showing up. I mean, Stanton usually shows up.
Judge showing up.
All right. Aaron Judge is going to have his A-ride.
Judge showing up is the ghost in the room. He's invisible in the postseason.
Yeah, he's invisible in the postseason. He is invisible. Very good wild card series. So.
Oh, congratulations. He hit a single a few times. Wow. Exactly. Good stuff from Judge. Why is he on the team? He gets on base.
That's right.
Oh, my God. What are you arguing here that Aaron Judge isn't good in the playoffs? I mean,
he's not good in the playoffs.
I know he hasn't been good in the playoffs.
And what am I arguing that Aaron Judge is not good in the playoffs? Oh, I apologize. He's
been
good
versus Toronto in his career.
Okay, this is a playoff situation. The lights are too bright.
It's like now I'm the one being rage baited.
I'm not rage baiting you. I'm being legitimate.
We'll find out on Saturday with Game 1. I mean, the Yankees also.
Aaron Judge has to break out in a postseason eventually. He cannot be the guy, the MVP, the really great Yankee legend when he doesn't do anything in the postseason. It happens every single year.
Are you agreeing with all this, Grace?
No. Well, no. I have a little more respect for Aaron Judge.
I don't have not respect for Aaron Judge. I mean, the game that he was doing well in the World Series, he dropped the ball in Game 5.
I do think I would like to see a little more out of him in the playoffs because he's the kind of guy who he can put the team on his back, and there's not a lot of guys like that in the league. He can put the team on his back if he has a great series and take them to the World Series. That's what I want to see. But yeah, you can't rely on guys like Volpe and Ben Rice and whoever to have randomly good games. We know Anthony Volpe had a great postseason last year, but like we saw this year and he wasn't really any good. So atrocious. we need to see a little more from him. He had a good start in the wild card, so okay. But yeah, I'm a little worried about this Blue Jays team because they match up so well with the Yankees. They have the exact same record.
They're Yankee killers. They're set up to be Yankee killers.
So like, what else am I supposed to think?
Very similar place. The very similar teams. Yeah. Like power hitting teams. That, like, I mean, the Yankees got on base pretty strong, pretty good this series. But Game 1 for that one will be Saturday at 4 p.m. because every other series is a time change, so the Yankees are going to be playing a lot of day games in this ALDS. They don't know who's starting yet. What are you shaking your head for?
Day games in the ALDS? Like, the Yankees playing day games?
Yeah, because the other ones are time confusing.
Change. Dodgers,
yeah.
I know.
Time change. Dodgers,
it's still
Phillies.
Just a little. It's still just like.
And then Tigers, Mariners.
I don't want Dodgers, Phillies broadcast. I just don't want to watch it, to be
true.
Honest.
True.
That's a nightmare for all Mets fans.
It's really my worst nightmare.
Hold on. Let me ask this question. Who's going to have a higher OPS for the rest of the postseason? Aaron Judge or Kike Hernandez?
Kike Hernandez.
Aaron Judge. Oh, my God.
Kike Hernandez in the playoffs.
You're not just Babe Ruth in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Kike can hit the playoffs. He
turns into God himself.
You're smiling over there. Dodgers got 1 week left in them.
Also, I have one more question for you, Mr. Owen Kelty. How'd you feel about Boone's managing in this postseason? Uh-oh. I'm just going to ask you that. Just a quick one, and then we can move on.
Quick one. That's not a quick question. Game 1. Atrocious. Max Fried should have been left in. Was it 6 2/3 or 7 2/3? He pulled in the seventh inning.
Yeah.
He got through that one out in the seventh inning. Should have left him in. I think
that's where you go with instead of the analytics, which before the game, they had predetermined that they were going to Luke Weaver first out of the pen. Luke Weaver has an 8 ERA in September. I think that's where you manage with the feel of the game. You got him go bat. It's 1-0. Let him go batter. If he gives a home run, you're tied. You pull him. If he lets a runner on, you pull him. I think pulling him before letting him die on that field, like let his arm give out on the field, bad choice. And then the opposite in game two, I think he kind of regretted not leaving Frieden and then left Rodon in way too long. Rodon was gassed in that sixth inning. Gets that double play, gets out of the inning, and it's like, all right, like he's got to be done. Brings him out for the seventh inning, and he throws 8 straight balls, lets 2 runners on, and then Fernando Cruz lets the fireman and get him out. Like, I don't think that was a good choice. Like, that's when he managed with his gut, and it was like, all right, well, like, why is Rodon still in the game?
So and then, does Boone get fired if they don't go back to the World Series?
No, they'll never fire him. Boone. They'll never fire Cashman.
Well, I know they're never going to fire him, but as a Yankee fan, is there like a...
I've wanted Boone gone
for, now Boone has to 10 go. Years. Yeah.
Now he has to go?
If they lose to the Blue Jays and he costs them games... I mean, I thought he should have been fired immediately after game one of the World Series.
Well, that's whatever, but it's still the World Series. But it's like, does he now, like, as Yankee fans, are they just going to, everyone going to lose?
I don't know, because, like, if he wasn't fired after they missed the playoffs.
I guess that's
which
true.
Is, like, missing the playoffs for the Yankees is, like, the worst thing that could ever happen.
But yeah, they lose out on more money.
Exactly. They make $10, you know, they make $10 million every home game.
Why does Hal Steinbrenner, want the playoffs every year? I wonder
because
why.
Because they make so much money off of all the revenue. But I think he managed game three really well. He managed with, like, I mean, you could tell Schlitter was dominating. And I think he made the right choice with starting Rosario and then going to McMahon late in the game. Obviously, McMahon makes that catch. He had a good game three. Leaving Schlitter, I would have left him for the ninth, but that's also just, like, the fan in me that, like, wanted to see him go to a complete game shutout.
That would have been cool.
But going to Bednar, he's been the rock at the end of that bullpen. So I think I thought managing was good in game three, not good in games one and two.
I could agree with you. I just wanted to ask because I wanted to see what your opinions
are. Now, it would be interesting to see if he starts Will Warren over Luis Gil in game one on Saturday. Ooh. I will probably explode.
I still don't, like, Luis Gil, he's nails usually, but he still, like, kind of stresses me out.
I trust him more.
He walks a lot of batters, but I'd rather have Luis Gil pitch a playoff game than Will Warren, who struggled in the regular season and a rookie.
Very,
like, I know he's a rookie.
I think Will Warren's very hot and cold, and you don't want that.
But I feel like that's
how Luis
Gil...
He has some good starts, and then he has some really bad starts.
He has some great ones, and then he has, like, 8 runs
in 2 innings. But I feel like that's how, like, Luis Gil could be
at
the end of the
year. But he's also pitched a road playoff game before.
Right, he's been there.
He has the experience.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think they should go Luis Gil, but let's go on to the... Let's focus... Before we go... Should we go Mets or other wild card games? I know we got 2 Mets fans.
Mets quick.
Yeah, right, let's just get this out of the way.
Little quick Mets update. Mets obviously did not make the playoffs. Very high payroll. Did not make the playoffs. Crazy. Paid $800 million. Not to make
see
the
what,
playoffs.
Did you see what Castellanos said of Val territory yesterday?
Did not. What did he say?
He said something like what... The question was, like, what surprised you most from this year? That he was like... I'm not, talking shade or anything, but paying $800 million for one player and then missing the playoffs
Bro.
Is absolutely insane.
Worry about
and then
your
Pierzynski
own team.
And, like, all the other guys just went crazy.
I mean, it is true, but today the Mets fired, pitching coach Jeremy Hefner, hitting coaches Jeremy Barnes and Eric Chavez, and bench coach John Gibbons. Is that the John Gibbons that was the Blue Jays manager for, like, all those years?
Yes,
I think so, yes.
Think it
it's the same guy.
He might have also worked for the Yankees at one point.
He did work
know.
For the Yankees.
Yeah.
I think... Firing all your coaches except like and the manager's gonna bring in all new people. These are all his guys. I think that's an interesting move to keep the manager. How do you guys feel about this? Like keeping the manager, but firing everyone else. Will you guys fire Mendoza people?
No.
Will you fire everyone else people?
Not that matters really. Less to me. But like I don't know. I don't. There's certain things like the pitching could not have like there's they had injuries like Griffin Canning went down. You don't know how he was gonna be the rest of the year. But like. Griffin Canning went down, Senga got hurt and was not the same. There's certain things that were not going to be prevented with that, but also at the same time, like, Stearns has to know, like, you need to get a sure thing in the rotation, and they just didn't have that. Like, Nolan McLean is awesome, but he also was a rookie. Like, I don't
Still
fully want to have him as my ace.
He didn't get that last inning in that last start?
No. Oh, my God. But, like, I don't think that's entirely on the pitching coach. There's certain things where it's like you are given these players and you have to just work with what you have, and not everyone can just turn into Clayton Kershaw. So, but I don't know.
I don't think so. This is Stearns and I guess Mendoza's attempt, but I almost assume Stearns is to figure out how to blame somebody that's not Mendoza and themselves. So now you're fired.
A lot of it's
or
on
the
Stearns.
Starters.
It's all on Stearns. Everything's
on
Stearns.
Going into the season, the rotation was like.
I think you had so many, like, Clay Holmes hasn't started in so long.
Since
Frankie
his rookie
Montas
year.
Hasn't been good in years. And then
$4 million.
Who else was the other
Tyler
starter?
McGill got hurt.
He got
AJ
hurt.
Minter.
Sanga got hurt. Griffin Canning got hurt. His Achilles exploded. It was just really
crazy.
Bad. It was really bad.
Everything.
But even those names, like besides Kodai Senga, right. Like you're like, man, this rotation stinks.
David and they started off so well for like the first month. They were pitching really
and like
well.
Griffin,
and
Griffin Canning, like we can't imagine, like obviously we don't know what would have happened if he had been fully healthy all year, but I can't imagine he would have kept up that knowing his career history. Like with the Angels, he was awful.
Same thing with like David Peterson. He was your ace all year, and then he
right.
got tired.
He
Too
got
tired.
He got tired, and he was the only guy who could go six innings,
lot,
which is just
a lot
what
of their pitchers.
Need.
Like you went into that this season not knowing how you're going to fill that many innings. Like Clay Holmes obviously wasn't going to be able to start an entire season. He hasn't pitched more than 60 innings.
He was probably
in a
the best
in
pitcher
years.
In the entire Mets rotation. This
but I'm
year.
Saying like
which
he, you knew he couldn't give you 30 strong starts.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't going to give 30 starts.
Right.
And then you knew that same thing with Frankie Montas, who's been hurt every single year since the Yankees traded for him from the A's.
No, wow. The hurt does not matter about Frankie Montas.
It's either
it matters
he's
that
hurt
he
or he's
sucks.
Bad. They got to get him out of there.
$34 million because you're going to pay him next year, too.
They'll sign Freddie Peralta for $200 million to blow his arm out in the middle of May.
Probably.
That'll be my last day on Earth.
I've seen like so many people are like, the Mets need to go out and spend more money, but like this isn't a great free agency
grabbing
class.
Kyle
like,
Schwarber from the Phillies.
Is he free agent after this year?
Yeah,
I believe so, yes.
He's going
yeah.
to get paid.
Yeah, the Mets are going to throw him like another. But, the Mets are going to throw him $1 billion.
You
already
Kurt,
have
you,
so many DHs on that team.
Would
like,
you rather they spend the money on Schwarber? Because you also have to theoretically pay Alonso if you want him to stay. Or would you rather they focus on investing in pitching? Can you get all of that? I don't
you
know.
You can go out.
Cohen has $1 billion. You could buy
he
the whole
a lot
league
more than
if you want.
He has a lot more than $1 billion. He could buy. He could probably buy. He could probably buy. He could probably buy all 30 baseball
he has
teams.
$1 billion to sit on this year's team.
That would be fun. Yeah. Then he could just make
yeah.
the Mets win
yes.
the World Series.
The Mets win.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
over.
I think it's. We've seen it. I mean, look who's won the World Series. Besides the Dodgers, the last couple of years aren't like super high payroll teams. Like you can't buy a ring anymore.
Well,
like,
you
four
you,
of
you
the eight highest payrolls didn't make the playoffs.
You
this year,
you
so.
You can buy a ring potentially. It's just that you have to find the right players
they just
to
tried,
buy the
though,
ring
they
with.
Couldn't do it.
The Mets they yeah. didn't try to go buy a ring. Everyone on this roster is almost all homegrown except Juan Soto. He's not a guy that
Lindor?
You went out and bought. And Lindor, sorry, just he's
Marte.
Like kind of in my mind. Well, I'm saying on
the
entire batting
bullpen.
Lineup. Batting lineup is almost entirely homegrown, other than those three guys you named. I apologize. Name more.
McNeil. Yeah.
McNeil,
yeah.
Nimmo. Alonso.
All the third base options.
Everyone on third base. I'm just saying,
though.
But everyone
yeah,
is homegrown.
These are not some great
So the
names
only
there.
Guy that you really went out.
Mark Vientos, like the future of baseball last year, just from the stink.
He was
year.
Really good.
They got to trade him, I feel.
Yeah, that's insane.
They do have to trade him.
He went
over
from
now.
Future like franchise like king to get his ass
I am
get him out of here.
I am ready to put my trust in Brett Beatty, which is not something I would have said 1 year ago, but I'm ready
put my
to
trust
do
in
it.
Brett
I will
Beatty.
Take the leap.
I put my trust in Brett Beatty
yes,
this season.
Fine.
But yeah,
I like him.
I think the Mets, it wasn't the problem of trying to buy a ring because they didn't do that this year. It was more of the fact that Stearns went cheap on pitching. If you're going to go cheap, pitching's not the place to go cheap on.
But
it's
he also, like, he believes in, which he did with the Brewers, and it is panning out for them, like, he believes in the pitching lab, which is developing them in the
we
minors.
Don't got
how
the pitching
gonna,
lab yet.
How often are you going to spawn in, like, Corbin Burns, like, Peralta?
That's the problem.
Like,
they might not have that caliber. Like, you don't know what Brandon Sproat's probably going to be really good, but, like, you can't rely on him now when you just signed Juan Soto to this huge deal.
Well,
like, well, I need something now.
That's also nerve-wracking because Stern's going to be like, look at all these three young guys. We don't have to pay for another 40
who's
years.
20, who are 22. I'm like, I'm not putting the season in their hands.
No,
like,
not at all.
You just can't.
You need a legitimate ace next year. Like,
you
no,
need
yeah.
an ace.
Like free agency.
You go and sign somebody that's really – you go and sign one or two guys that are legitimately really good.
I
and
trade
hope
at least
yeah.
two.
They have the
trading,
prospects to trade.
You trade Vientos and package him with somebody else, probably two more people. And
I was
going to
say, I
it.
Don't know how Vientos
Mauricio?
Is these days. Yeah, same.
I'm
kind of
surprised
I
they didn't
know.
Really go all out on getting Corbin Burns, though.
They should have.
Last season. I mean, I know he had Tommy John, so I guess he would have had Tommy John with the Mets. But, I mean, letting him get out, getting outbid by the D-backs. I mean, I think he did want to go
I don't even think they were outbid. He just wanted to stay in Arizona.
He did want to go. He wanted to go out west yeah. after being in Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland.
He was in Baltimore for a little too long, and then they also stunk, too. Another disappointing year for them. But let's move on from the Mets. They're always a disappointment.
Thank
Moving
you.
On. Yeah, yesterday, we saw the Cubs move on and the Tigers move on. Padres
I mean, we've terrible. All everyone's terrible. Padres are terrible. Huge. Everyone's seen the video.
Great day.
Horrible strike three call, but the Padres like losing their mind on the umpire. Like your star players just can't go 0-for-3 every single game, and then blame the umpire. Tatis,
if you don't score
4,
the first 8 innings,
Luis Arias 0-for-4, Manny Machado 0-for-3. Like that's your best four players. I mean, Bogarts is good. No, he's not. He's not good anymore. But he's getting paid a lot of money.
Shout out Xander.
Good. Yeah.
Was not effective for the fantasy team.
Another disappointing year for the Padres. I mean, they spent, you're talking about a team that spent a ton of money. They had $1 billion. They've been doing what the Mets have been trying to do for,
but they
since
were,
when?
They were
like,
trying to.
Like when they signed everyone.
Soto?
What offseason was that? 2021?
Yeah, I think so.
21, they got Snell, Darvish, and Musgrove in like a 3-day span.
Yeah, and then the year after, and then they get Soto, Bogarts, Machado. They're paying everyone. Jackson, Mayo, Arias.
Gave Jake Cronenworth $80 million for one hit in the NLDS.
Yeah, I mean, they lose in the NLCS to the Phillies, and then since then, I mean, it's just disappointment after disappointment. I don't know. You're the Dodgers, man. I know you probably hate the Padres.
Oh yeah.
Let's get your little rant about how much you hate the Padres and how bad they are.
Well, I mean, look, I do respect what the Padres do in San Diego. Their stadium is nicer than ours.
Have you ever been there?
I have.
Is it nice?
It's very nice. Okay. They got a waterfall in the stadium. You can walk by. It's really cool. But look, I mean, the thing that cost the Padres in this round was their offense again, which if you watch this year, did not show up time and time again. They were starting Yuli Gurriel and Jason Hayward and Martin Maldonado on opening day. Then they went out and got Ramon Laureano and Ryan O'Hearn and all these guys at the trade deadline. And then O'Hearn gets injured. I think that's what really cost the Padres in this series a lot, is because it just left so many lefty lanes for Craig Counsell to go to guys like Caleb Thielbar and Drew Pomeranz and Taylor Rogers. And again, the Padres
traded their best prospect for Mason Miller too. Just remember that.
I mean, Mason Miller should be outlawed from baseball. He's too good.
Insane.
They can't let him pitch. He's too good. But I mean, I just don't think that the Padres. I don't think Manny Machado at this point is capable of leading a team to a World Series. And neither is Fernando Tatis Jr. I think Jackson Merrill is capable of it down the line. But I don't think this core is going to get past the playoffs. You've seen it time and time again that when the lights turn brightest, the Padres stars, they can't answer the bell.
Disappear.
The Padres, this was a final. It felt like this year was a final push with the core that they have assembled over the last four years now.
Too,
no, you can't afford it because you're just going to have to keep paying people and you're going to have
a
billion.
They're not bringing in the revenue,
You're going to eventually have a $1 billion payroll. That's just what it's going to be, and that's impossible to upkeep with a team and a stadium.
I wouldn't
and
be shocked
else.
If they try to move on from Machado.
They're going
Nobody's
going to
take that contract.
I think someone will.
He has a no trade clause. He's living in a $300 million mansion in Coronado. He doesn't want to leave.
He's never waived that no trade clause. I mean, they got to get rid of Luis Arias.
Arias is a free agent. He's gone.
Oh, he's a free agent?
Talk about someone I'd love on the Mets, but they don't really.
Who?
Luis Arias.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
You love him in theory, but then he puts up a 690 OPS.
I believe so. But also, like, every team, the reports are always that every team in the MLB gets close to whoever.
Giving a player a no-trade clause when you're giving them that much money is a nightmare, especially for the Padres.
I mean, that's how you get them to sign. If you say no-trade clause until I say so, they'll sign with you.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing about the Padres, and especially A.J. Peller, is he's such a great scout. He's probably the best scout in baseball.
They constantly have the best prospects.
They constantly have the 30th-ranked farm system after the trade deadline, and then they have, like, two top 20 prospects in baseball that they can go out and just go get, like, a great back-end reliever or two middle-of-the-order bats at the deadline. So they'll cut more payroll this year, but, you know, I mean, I'm guessing they're going to be right in the middle of the playoff race again next year.
Yeah, they'll be in the playoff race, but they will probably lose the division to the Dodgers again because the Dodgers have what was it? They've won, what, 19 of 20? Or more than that, right? When was the last time the Dodgers lost the division?
21. Giants won 100. They've won 12 of 13.
Yeah. And then they've won every year before that. Yeah. But then the other, let's move on. I mean, the Padres, disappointing. Cubs, moving on. We'll play the Brew Crew next round. Brewers, best record in baseball this year?
Yes.
Brewers are going to do what they always do and lose in the NLDS. Tigers, focus on the Tigers and the Guardians.
Oof.
That is a night. No one wants to watch. I think we should ban the AL Central from the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we should just, banish them, period, actually.
So
I feel
bad.
Like we're okay without the AL Central.
Stephen Kwan.
I love Stephen Kwan.
I'm so happy the Guardians are out. They play the worst brand of baseball I've ever seen.
So
I mean, like,
Guards ball, baby. Guards ball.
Guards ball is so boring. At least the Tigers have, like, Tariq Skubal. Like, that's at least exciting. But, like, guards ball, thank God they're gone.
Yeah.
They lose yesterday 6-2. Tigers, I mean, anyone see them as a threat?
Not with the Mariners. I think the Mariners are way better than they are.
The one thing we learned from that series is that it literally doesn't matter anymore how you play going into the playoffs. Like if it's like, you got to be hot going into the playoffs, you can blow a 15-game division lead and then still win the series. It doesn't matter at all.
I think, So 5-game series, Scooball will get 2 starts in that. Yeah, that's, you're going to have to win a non-Scooball game against the Mariners.
But the Mariners have like pitching a great, too, can match yeah, they have a great rotation.
So you're not even guaranteed to win the Scooball game against the Mariners.
Yeah. Great rotation, great bullpen.
Cal Raleigh.
Also, just like, okay, uh-oh, not doing this. But yeah, I mean, I think the Mariners probably go through the Tigers in
four games. I think Tigers take one, but the Mariners move on. So now, before we wrap it up, we'll look forward to the ALDS starting Saturday. Yankees, Blue Jays, Tigers, Mariners. I know we all gave our picks already on who we think probably win the series. We'll run through one more time. Picks on Tigers, Mariners. You guys, you said
Mariners in four.
I'll match that. And then Yankees, Blue Jays. Let's hear it, Kurt. Let's see the hater take.
Jays in four.
Ooh. I'll go Jays in five.
Oh.
Yankees in four.
There we go. Let's hear it. I'm going to take Yanks fake Dodgers in fan. Five. Yanks in five. Yanks go into Toronto and win that 1-5. And then I also was clicked on the wrong day of the week. There is more baseball on Saturday. We got Phillies-Dodgers. I'd say that's probably the best series of the playoffs. I mean, those are the two premier teams of baseball. Obviously, have been dominating the NL for years. Kurt, you first. Dodgers-Phils.
This is a really hard pick because both teams are like, both teams can win the World Series, and this game, this
feels
is like
the World Series.
But if both teams also, any team that loses the series, it's like a very big disappointment on the year. I mean, you guys won the World Series last year.
It's a disappointment, but also like these teams will both be so tired going into the NLCS because of how
the Cubs
hard.
And the Brewers
on the
side,
yeah, there's no way they're beating the Dodgers.
But how hard that series is going to be to play and win.
Yeah.
And then you go and face the Brewers who are playoff still
jokers.
Really, but still are good.
Come on.
The
Brewers are terrible. Let's be honest.
No one, like, they're
something
not
about
I'm
them.
Not going to trust them, but again, they can give them issues. They have a good bullpen. They have a good staff.
You say that every year, though, and then the Brewers
no, I know
like,
they choke, but
up.
If they win, they can still give you some problems that are going to continue when you get to the World Series.
The Brewers are just good at beating the Pirates and the Rockies. They're not good against like actual good teams.
But yeah, whoever wins this series, and I think it's going to be the Philadelphia Phillies. Sadly.
Wow. And how many?
And it's going to be 4 games. The Phillies might be, I'll give it 5 games. I think the Phillies have been, crazy enough, healthier all year. They've been playing better baseball all year, but the Dodgers also are like an all-star team assembled every single year, so they can turn it on and win if they want to in 3 games probably, but you never know. These series can go either way.
Yeah, I mean, this is a deeply upsetting series for myself, but I'm going to have to go Dodgers in 5. So the Dodgers just feel inevitable. Like, every time you think they're going to lose,
Tommy Edman shows up.
Tommy Edman shows up, some other random person who has no impact ever except for, you know, like Ben Kasparias could have the series of his life and the Dodgers will go to the World Series. Like, that is something that could happen. So, yes, Dodgers in 5, even though the Phillies are incredibly good, and I actually am excited for that baseball, just from a baseball,
standpoint,
but it is going to be a great hate watch for me. So,
yeah.
I know your pick. How many games the Dodgers winning in?
5.
5?
I got to go 5. I just think the Phillies are a really good team, and they've got a lot of great left-handers, which Dodgers struggle with, but I haven't seen Mookie Betts this locked in since he was in Boston, and I think
2018.
It's 2018. I think Teoscar, Eddie Páez, Tommy Edman, you know, the rest of their Tommy Edman.
Freddie Freeman's going to hit a home run in 6 straight games again.
Yes.
No, he's saving them for the World Series.
Oh, God.
I think they're going to win, but, you know, it's just a toss-up for me, to be honest. Really, I can see it going either way.
I'm going to go Dodgers in 5 also. I also feel like they're inevitable. Their team is so good every year. They have the pitching. Maybe Ohtani. Oh, God. Hate him so much. Also,
maybe Ohtani.
Like, I don't know. I'm saying pitching. Is he?
He's not going to pitch.
He's pitching game one.
It's his first time pitching in the playoffs.
He's supposed to start game 3. Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know how much I love him pitching in game 1, but sure.
Kyle Schwarber's taking 500 feet in the first.
I don't even like tomorrow is going to be such a hate watch because Ohtani's on the mound and he's playing the Phillies. Like, I don't know. I'm confused and I'm scared about this game.
Well, somebody's got to lose.
Someone's got to lose, and I hope it's both of them.
But it might be a 15-inning. It might be 15 innings.
I hope they just
beat
each other to the death, honestly. Like, just something crazy. I want, like, fights. Just, like, a lot of hate around this.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a big series. And then our final series, Cubs-Brewers, another NL Central series going on there. Cubs, Brewer, I don't even know, nightmare series. Obviously, that'll be the earliest game every single day, and probably even played on like TBS.
Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning.
But go to Max first on this one. Cubs, Brewers, what are we thinking?
I'll go with the Brewers just because they probably have a little extra motivation, not just Cubs, but got to get revenge on Craig Counsell for leaving. But I mean, whoever wins is going to lose to the Dodgers or Phillies anyway, so
yeah,
I don't think it really matters so much.
Grace?
I want to say the Cubs, but the Hashtag Brewers Cubs have been defense. Proving me wrong for months because I keep thinking they're going to collapse, and they just never have, and now I'm thinking this is the year that they don't collapse in the playoffs, and maybe they go to the NLCS. I'm going to go Brewers in four.
Kurt?
I'm thinking. I mean, Brewers have been great all year. The Cubs have been pretty good all year, too. I guess I'll go Cubs in four, even though I don't like that pick.
Wow. Didn't even like your own pick. I'm going to go.
Both of these picks are like, it can go either way, and it doesn't matter.
I want the Cubs to win, but I feel like the Brewers actually advanced for the first time probably ever in their history since like 2008, I think. It's been a long time. Ryan Braun steroided out last time they probably did anything good. I'm going to go with the Brewers in this one, but you know, that's going to do it for us. This week's episode is a Nosebleeds. Huge weekend of baseball ahead. The NLDS and ALDS start on Saturday. Yankees still in it. Phillies in it. Local teams. But for Owen Kelty, for Max Langer, Kurt Sippel, Grace McCarron, I've been Owen Kelty. Big shout out to Austin Ashatino on the board. First time producing, so big shout out to him. But Nosebleeds is a production of WFUV Sports.